So, not only were there wonderful presents, simple though they might have been, there was also a copious amount of absolutely lovely food. My mother and my grandmother, my dad's mum, were really excellent bakers. My mum would bake brownies and oatmeal cookies and rum balls and squares of various types. My grandmother made the most wonderful shortbread. Oh, melt in your mouth. She also made Richmond Maids of Honor, which are tarts for those who don't know. She made what she called icebox cookies, which are sugar cookies with fruit and nuts in them. And then she made something she called a Yule log, and that was a marshmallow and chocolate confection in the shape of a log, which she would cut into rounds, and that was always my favorite. Sometimes she made mince pies as well, but my family didn't like mince pies. I was the only one that did. And of course, Grandma herself loves them. Occasionally she'd also make Christmas pudding, but again, most of my family didn't like it. I loved it. So she and I would share the mince pies and the Christmas pudding. Every Christmas, without fail, no matter how difficult times were, we'd always have a turkey. In fact, we usually had turkey 3 times, because my parents would buy one, and then we always had 2 separate family reunions, one for my dad's side of the family and one for my mum's side of the family. And generally, turkey would get cooked for both occasions. My dad's mum had 6 kids, and my mum's mum had 6 kids, so they were huge families. And then each of those kids had kids, so there were tons of grandkids and cousins for me. Lots of rugrats running around and causing mischief. In fact, in some ways, I didn't like family reunions because I was such a shy, pensive little thing. And my cousins were mostly so bloody rowdy. And I just wanted to be sort of off by myself doing my own thing and, you know, listening to the talk of the grown-ups and hearing the music or watching whatever Christmas show was on telly, and my cousins wanted to play and cause all kinds of trouble. I didn't really like that very much. One year, we had the family reunion from my dad's side of the family at our house, and I'll never forget what happened. My parents had gotten me this lovely playhouse for Christmas. My lord, they must have saved up for months to get it for me, and it was one that I could actually enter. It was lovely, and it had doors and windows and places for furniture and all that sort of thing, and I loved it, and I only got to experience it for one day, because one of my stupid cousins decided that he was going to wreck it. So, he went into the playroom that I had on my parents' farm. It was actually a spare room, but they turned it into a playroom for me. And when nobody was around, he tore my playhouse apart, and it couldn't be fixed. Oh, I was so sad. I had for some reason been convinced that if I went in there at just the right time, something magical would happen to me. And then, of course, I couldn't go in there anymore because my stupid cousin Paul destroyed it. But if I could always get through the rowdier parts of the family reunion on my dad's side, there was always something very special at the end. My grandma always, always had a present for each child, no matter how many there were. And the presents were usually something marvelous. I often got some really lovely clothing from her, or a stuffed animal, or a music box. I think I only got a music box 1 year, but I remember getting stuffed animals several times and lots of wonderful clothing. In fact, at one time when Michael Jackson was all the rave, she got me a Michael Jackson dress with the glove on the front. And then so I tried it on, and she taught me to do the moonwalk. Oh gosh, that was the year I think that I got Thriller for Christmas. So yeah, there were lots of fun times, and the food at these reunions was always tremendous. Especially whenever my grandma on my dad's side baked. But most of my aunts were really good cooks as well, so even though I didn't really like the reunions themselves, I always looked forward to the food. The drumstick was my favorite part of the turkey, so invariably I got a drumstick. And we always had mashed potatoes with gravy and turnip, which the Brits call Swedes, and corn and peas and carrots and some kind of pie. Oh, and of course the proverbial dressing as well, with the turkey. Sometimes we had roast beef with Yorkshire pudding if my grandma was cooking, because that was what she preferred to make. She was adopted by Brits and raised by Brits, and so all the cooking she learned was British fare. That was my dad's mum. Nowadays, my mum will sometimes cook other things besides turkey for Christmas, like cabbage rolls. Blah! I hate cabbage rolls! She knows I do, too. But she'll also make some lovely things like this really nice cranberry salad that she does. It's various mixed greens and cranberries and walnuts and I think chopped cabbage, which I do actually like if it's in a salad, and this really nice flavorful maple syrup dressing. the maple syrup takes all the bitterness out of the cranberries. She also does this wonderful cauliflower dish with Dijon mustard and mayonnaise and cheese, and she bakes it in the oven and the cheese gets all bubbly and crispy. Mmm, yummy. But usually she will cook a turkey or a ham. I just hate it when she does cabbage rolls. I've told her before, you know, let me know when you're going to do cabbage rolls at Christmas time, and I won't come that year.